Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion on what happens after death, we spoke about how there have been incidents where people have heard the deceased giving answers to the questions of Munkar and Nakir in the grave. It's not something that happens all the time, but it has happened and it has been authentically narrated. Then we spoke about how the grave itself addresses the deceased, and it's a different address to a believer and a pious person, and different, obviously, for that person who is an unbeliever or impious. Daily the grave says, I am the abode of isolation, I am the abode of loneliness, I am the abode of dust, I am the abode of worms and vermin. And when the believing person, the pious person, is buried, he says, you are most welcome of all the people to walk on my surface. You are the most beloved to me. Now that I have been assigned to you and you to me, you will see how I'll treat you, meaning how well I will treat you. And for the unbeliever, it's opposite. There's more detail, but that's the crux of it. Now, we talk a little bit about what happens after the test. Almost, you know, like a check-in. Now, you've got your passport, you've got your visa, you've traveled the journey. It's time now to check in to where you're going to stay. Barzakh now is going to be your place of abode. So what happens? I'm going to explain it from the perspective of a believer, and then for the unbeliever, it's the opposite. For a believer, he's given furnishings and clothes from Jannah. Then two openings appear in it, in the grave. One to Jannah, and he can see the grandeur and the beauties of Jannah. And then the other to Jahannam. He can see what's happening in Jahannam. So he knows what he's been saved from, and he knows what he has been granted. Right? Then the angels will point him and say, see. This is what Allah saved you from, and this is what Allah gave you. And for the unbeliever, this is what you deprived yourself of by your wrong actions. And now see what is awaiting you. The believer sees his future place in Jannah. He can see that's going to be my palace, inshallah, in Jannah. He can get a taste of its provisions and perfume. And he's told, Allah has granted you this place in it. For the unbeliever, the opposite in Jahannam. Then the believer is told, you lived with certitude and you died on certitude. And upon certitude now, Allah will raise you. The unbeliever, the opposite. In the grave will become spacious. It will spread to the extent that he can see. For the unbeliever, it will be constricted. It will break his ribs. For the believer, because of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua, the grave will become illuminated. It will be full of light. For the unbeliever, totally engulfed by darkness. For the believer, there will be greenery in the grave until the day of Qiyamah. The unbeliever won't have that. The believer will have a companion, and the unbeliever will have a companion. The believer's companion will be his good deeds, that will come in a very good-looking, nicely dressed, and pleasantly-smelling person's form. For the unbeliever, the opposite. The good deeds will say to the believer, I'm going to give you glad tidings of Allah's acceptance and guidance with everlasting bliss. This is the day that you have been promised. The person will reply and say, glad tidings from Allah be to you too. Who are you? Your face is one that brings goodness. He'll say, I am your good deeds by Allah. I only knew you quick in obeying Allah and slow in disobeying Allah. May He reward you with good. Then there is punishment for the unbeliever. The executioner is blind, deaf and dumb. And he has an iron hammer that can turn mountains into dust. May Allah protect us. If he hits the unbeliever or impious person between his ears once, he will turn to dust. And then he will be restored. And it will continue up to the day of Qiyamah. His shrieks are heard by everything, even the animals, except the human beings and the jinn. And because of the punishment, he knows that what's coming in Qiyamah is worse. He'll say, oh Allah, don't establish the hour. The believer is in bliss. He'll say, oh Allah, speed up resurrection so that I can rejoin my family and claim my property in Jannah. The believer will wish to return to this world so he can give the good news to his family. That, hey, that's what's waiting that side. If you live in the obedience of Allah. But the angels will say to him, calm down, sleep. Like a newlywed person sleeps. And sleep until Allah will raise you on the day of Qiyamah. And then different things happen to him in terms of bliss and ecstasy. And we'll discuss that as we proceed. But there are ayat that tell us that punishment will take place in the grave. There are ayat that tell us from the Quran that there will be bliss in the grave. There are multitudes of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this regard, which we will unpack in the coming days. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.